interns here at College Heights Christian Church for the college age, and today we are talking about emotions or loneliness in our emotions podcast, and I'm joined by Taylor Powell. Taylor, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing so good.
Good. We're so happy to have you here. Taylor is going to walk us through her journey with loneliness as our theme for today's podcast. So, Taylor, where do you think that journey of loneliness started with you?
It started in high school. I could see it sprouting, but I had a good community there. Mm-hmm. But it really started to take effect my first year in college. Oh. Definitely, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And what ways do you think like it kind of came about in college?
Well, I came to Missouri Southern. I go to Missouri mm-hmm. Southern. But I came there knowing maybe two people. Mm-hmm. Mostly the one was my brother. But I didn't really know a lot of people. I knew mm-hmm. their faces, but not like them. Yeah. And I didn't come to a community. I just kind of came with a clean slate, but nothing was really there. And so mm-hmm. it was kind of having to navigate my way around. And personally, I don't like change. Yeah. So that's a real big struggle that I had mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, change is really hard. So like when we first get to college, we have this like picture of like what we expect that it's going to be. Like in the movies, you know, it's just like parties and fun and friends all the time. But that was a little bit different for you. Would you say that?
Definitely.
So how do you think, like, coming to college with those kind of expectations and then walking into something so differently affected your view of where you are, like, in college in that season of life?
It was like, I use this weird analogy. It's really funny. Mm-hmm. To me, it was on a tweet. Going to college is like crossing a street, looking both ways, then getting hit by an airplane.
Oh, gosh.
So that is yeah. kind of like what it was like. Like, yeah. it is, yeah. you expect something, but what you expected was not what you expected. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really see, like, I didn't see myself going the regular college route as socially.
Yeah.
I was really focused on academics too. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'll be fine. But then I realized that academics was not everything. Mm-hmm. And that social aspect was crucial for me, and it took me a long time to mm-hmm. find it.
Yeah.
So that was the hardest part, sure. I think.
Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be really good for us to kind of define what loneliness is, because it can have so many definitions to different experiences. In your words, in your experience, what would you say loneliness is? How would you define that?
I would say loneliness is an internal battle. Mm-hmm. It's definitely internal, I think, more than physical.
Yeah.
Because you can be present with people and appear to be full, but really you're just hollow on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And loneliness is kind of being alone and feeling that way. I know mm-hmm. my loneliness to me was being alone in what you're feeling
yeah.
and not being able to relate to anyone else, not being able to connect and mm-hmm. having disconnect. I mean, you're isolated and yeah. being isolated is a scary place to be, and it's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And just being isolated from a community, isolated from being poured into,
mm-hmm.
is kind of scary like that. So that's yeah. what I would think loneliness is in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Thank you for that. Huh. What do you think, or how are you navigating loneliness? Like, what would you turn to? Like, what would you do to kind of, like, fill that kind of void before, like, community came into the picture for you?
I mean, I was strong in my faith at that mm-hmm. point. I mean, I've leveled up yeah. throughout the semesters. Thank yeah. you, Jesus. But definitely staying in the Word, staying mm-hmm. connected with my parents, who are wonderfully godly people,
yeah.
Friends back home who are godly friends that would really mm-hmm. encourage me, even though the distance was hard.
Oh, yeah.
But, I'd have to stay in the Word. I'd had to be encouraged by voices that, you know, mm-hmm. weren't here.
Yeah.
But that still, I don't say wasn't enough, but mm-hmm. I needed to be present with people because
yeah.
I'm a human being that God made that was created for community.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
there was a huge hole in me that craved that mm-hmm. so badly. But yeah, just trying to stay consistent in the Word, which was not, by the way, it was really mm-hmm. hard to do,
yeah,
especially
yeah.
in that state. But trying to realize that, you know, I wasn't in it alone, yeah. that God was with me,
mm-hmm.
but I needed people. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And one thing that you mentioned before was the need for community. And you found that community.
Yes.
Because we're here, and it's yeah. amazing, and we love it.
It's a miracle.
Can you talk to us about how community changed loneliness for you?
Oh, man. Well, it started when I went to spring break.
Yeah. Spring break.
Shout out.
Come on over.
It's okay, so yeah. fun. But I went there, and I'd been going to College Heights for a little bit, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'd get overwhelmed from school, and I wouldn't go. But when I finally went to spring break, I realized that there's this amazing community of Jesus lovers and just cool people. I was like, what? And so I kind of just got to share part of me with them, and... Well, now you, because you're my friend now, Charles. And I just got to meet so many people and realize that I was mm-hmm. nowhere near alone.
Yeah.
And over the years, I was able to get more
semesters?
So yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Semesters. I just get more connected and more connected, mm-hmm. and now here we are.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story because it's something that I remember being on my dorm room floor just crying out to God for. Mm-hmm. And he's blessed me in that in tenfold.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah, community is such a huge thing for people because we were created for one another.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We need those relationships. And when we find that, it's such a fulfilling feeling. Mm-hmm. That we don't have to feel alone. We can feel protected and surrounded by people who are around us. You know, like, they become, like, our friends. They become our family. And that's, like, an incredible, awesome thing. What other things would you want to say about the impact of community in your season of loneliness?
I would say that what really helped me with the community is that they were willing to listen.
Mm.
They were willing to hear about my life, where I came from, my story. Am I okay? Am I not? If I'm not okay, it's fine. Like, mm-hmm. I was just so reassured and so loved on.
Yeah.
Because the church I came from, I grew up in that church. I was always the one welcoming people. Yeah. I was never the mm-hmm. one welcomed. And so that was new to me. But now that I was just received with open arms with an awesome community mm-hmm. was life changing.
Yeah.
Like, being completely honest.
That's great. That's amazing. we probably should have done this before. But what would you actually define community as?
Oh, life-giving people.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Okay.
Because I love to leave, like, a conversation with a friend at coffee or mm-hmm. from a Sunday night here at College Heights or something like that. I love to leave feeling that I was poured into somehow by just loving people that love me too. And mm-hmm. that's fulfilling, and it's the good kind of fulfilling.
Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. So let's just do some comparison. Okay, let's have loneliness on our left and community on our right. Can you tell us... remind us again what the difference of those things are, and then what changes within us when community overwhelms loneliness.
Ooh, well, they're both on. The thing is they can be physically opposite on spectrums, mm-hmm. but they can also be kind of together, because you can be in a community, but still feel alone. Like I said before, your emotions, you feel like you can't relate to anyone,
mm-hmm.
and that's one thing that I love about. Any relationship with the Lord is that He understands those emotions. Read Hebrews. You'll learn all about it. But so, like, within community, you can still feel alone. But like I said, with life fulfilling community, mm-hmm. those go like polar opposites.
Okay.
Because community, when it is like God just pours into it and mm-hmm. people pour into you, it just completely drowns out the loneliness. And I'm not saying completely. Because it's an emotion that is always going to be there and sneak up on us because, hey, humanity. But it is a wonderful place to invite God into
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, God, I'm feeling this way. I really don't like it. I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me my community. Give me opportunities to kind of go from there. And I think going back, whenever you kind of go back to those hard spots and mm-hmm. being vulnerable, that is the perfect opportunity mm-hmm. to get centered with God every time. So
why do you say that vulnerability is like kind of a key to being centered with God?
Well, being vulnerable, being yourself, it lets down your guard.
Mm-hmm.
It creates connection. Like I said before, when you get those emotions that you don't think people can understand or you can't even understand, He does.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do that when you're not vulnerable.
For sure.
And that's something that I've had to learn and that everyone has to learn.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, an analogy, and tell me if I'm like, this is totally off, but an analogy that kind of comes to mind is loneliness being like a half, like, full glass of water. And there's no real way for that to be filled up because there's no one to, like, come alongside you and fill you up in that way. But what I hear is, like, when you're talking about community, it's as if, like, you have this glass of water and you pour yourself out and you are vulnerable to people and you're available and you're connecting with people. But then what a healthy community does is they come alongside you and then fill you up as you pour yourself out to people. Would you say that's, like, an accurate thing?
Definitely. I have not been, like, I've been poured into by this community, which has been amazing, but I feel mm-hmm. like I've been able to pour out so much more mm-hmm. and not feel drained.
Yeah.
By doing that, because when I came and I want to love people. I want to mm-hmm. love people. That's my life calling, and it's hard.
Yeah.
But it's what I want to do. And whenever I came before my community, it was so hard to pour out because mm-hmm. it just kept draining. But when I'm poured into my community, like weekly or daily, I can still keep pouring out, and the water is still flowing. So.
Mm-hmm. One thing we just want to gas up Taylor super quick, because Taylor is a rock star, and I've personally been able to see Taylor's, like, kind of transformation as she's walked into this community. And one thing that sticks out is something that a preacher said in a podcast years ago, but he said that you can only be a source of life when you're connected to a source of life.
Amen.
And if you're not connected to a source of life, like, there's no sustainable way to thrive. You know, so in terms of community, like, I've seen Taylor's transformation between walking into college age and just kind of doing her own thing, but then coming into this community, and now she's just, like, someone who's all in, super bubbly, always trying to contact and reach out to people, and she's been just a loving force for this community, and it's been amazing. So, like, we are just so incredibly proud of you. Like, on the real, Taylor, you've grown, and it's been amazing to see. And we just want to thank you for coming, because your story impacts way more than just one person. Because this is a universal thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, yeah.
And people being able to watch your journey from coming to a place of loneliness and coming into being a source of life for those around them, like, that's inspiring, and that's huge. So thank you so much for
thank
coming.
You. Of course. It's a hard thing not a lot of people want to talk about, or if mm-hmm. it's not talked about because this other image of college overshadows it, but mm-hmm. it's a real thing,
yeah.
and it's part of my story, and I'm glad to share it because I would love to lift it up for anyone who wants to relate to it.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that we want to, like, mention before we sign off is just, like, if you find yourself, like, feeling lonely, that is not a place that you have to stay. And, like, finding community, as Taylor, would you say, was finding community, like, the easiest thing for you? Did it take some time?
I located it.
Mm-hmm.
I located that, okay, I can, this is kind of like where I want to be, but I don't know mm-hmm. how to get plugged in or
yeah,
how.
Yeah.
But once I did, oh mm-hmm. my goodness, everything just flowed. And
yeah.
sometimes you do have to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, you can, like, praying to, when I pray to God, I'm like, oh, I need to bring this. He's like, okay, I have that place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now go grab it. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. It's like a leap of faith
mm-hmm.
is what I did. And
yeah.
I'm so glad mm-hmm. that God gave me the opportunity to do it. Mm-hmm. And of all places, Joplin, Missouri.
Right?
I'm so happy to be here.
No one suspects it.
No.
No one would have thought.
No. Nope.
But here we are.
Here we are. Loving it.
But if you guys do find yourself experiencing loneliness, please be inspired by Taylor's story and keep reaching out for community. Keep praying for community. Sometimes community is not going to walk through your door. Sometimes you have to walk through their door and then keep walking and coming back. But please know that you're not alone, even in your loneliness, and that there's always a place for you, because God has people who are ready and willing to love you if you continue to pray and continue to reach out, because they are there waiting for you. Well, thank you guys so much. We really enjoyed the podcast. Taylor, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Keep following along with us on our podcast. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.